Pope Francis today drew inspiration for his homily from the Gospel reading that tells of the mercy of Jesus when he does not allow the execution of a woman who was caught in adultery to go ahead. Speaking to those present for morning mass in the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope explained the meaning of the words, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone." The reading is well known. It narrates the episode in which the scribes and the Pharisees bring a woman to Jesus who had been caught in the act of adultery. They point out that the law commands them to stone the woman because adultery is considered a very grave sin. Marriage, Pope Francis said, is a human reality, but it is also a symbol of the faithful relationship between God and his people. When the marriage is spoilt by adultery, he continued, it spoils our relationship with God. But he explained when the scribes and the Pharisees asked Jesus, "What do you say?" They do so to test him so that they could have some charge to bring against him. At this point, Jesus said, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to cast a stone at her." And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. One can imagine, the Pope observed, that their own records were not that straight. He went on to explain that the woman does not deny her sin, and Jesus does not condemn her. He tells her to go and not sin again. He tells her not to offend God, not to spoil the beautiful relationship between God and his people. Jesus forgives, the Pope said, but here he adds, there is something that goes beyond forgiveness. There is the mystery of the mercy of Jesus. And he added, when asked whether mercy removes sin, he answers that it is God's forgiveness that removes sin. Mercy is the way in which God forgives our sins. We look at the sky, the Pope concluded, there are many, many stars. But when the sun rises in the morning, the light is such that we can't see the stars. God's mercy, he said, is like that. A great light of love and tenderness. God forgives us, not with a decree, but with his love, healing the wounds of sin. I'm Linda Bordoni.